very much. But as we open up our service tonight, I want to place a thought in our head, and as we go into Scripture, is the two songs, is the Lighthouse. And Sister Jennifer, thank you, couldn't hit it any closer. It's the Miracle Man. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And it is the Lord, and I just want to go to that. So if you would, we're all just going to turn to 2 Corinthians, please. We're going to turn to chapter 4:18. 2 Corinthians 4:18. This is the first time I've ever had a message that I've brought out of this part of the Bible. I usually mark my little self. I don't keep my notes, but, you know, wherever the Lord leads us. But we're going to go to 2 Corinthians 4:18. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
All righty. Praise the Lord. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Praise the Lord. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, again, thank you, dear Lord, for allowing us to read from your word. Lord, we thank you again for just allowing us to gather in thy name. Lord, as we come now with this message, Lord, we ask that you'll just anoint the message. Anoint the messenger, dear Lord. Lord, strengthen him, dear Lord. Let your Holy Spirit speak through me. And, dear Lord, we ask now for each and every ear that hears these words, Lord, that they will feel comfort. They'll feel just a closeness to you, my Lord, and may you just be just given all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' most precious name. Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated if you can. It's a powerful message in this, in fact, and I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you as we get started. I actually have, this message has changed continuously for the last 3 days, but more so today than I am very comfortable. As Brother Tony and I talked many, many times, as we step out on faith, and it's not about us. It is all about the Lord. As I've heard it mentioned many times, I can turn my back or I can stand behind something as long as his word goes forth. And that's really what it's all about. But there's the message tonight is very, very close to my heart. And y'all see the cups or the glasses that we use up here. They're very light. They're very easy to use. But something you'll notice about this one, and it's empty. There's nothing in it except air and space. And I'm just going to sit it right here. So for those of you that are like me most of the time, if there's a crumb or dust there or the blanket's not straight, Miss Elaine will tell you, I can't stand it. I have to get up and get it. So if that bugs anybody, let me know. But that's part of the message tonight. It's empty. But here's a title. If I had a title, it would be Faith Even When My Cup Is Empty. You know, as we read in 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says, while we look not at the things which are seen, and that is what I'm seeing is an empty cup, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You know, we've had a lot of prayer for healing recently. We've had a lot of prayer for situations, and even as the young man brought it up earlier, for the shootings down in Florida and all the other evil things that's going forth. Even, and I can't even imagine how many we're not even hearing about that were stopped before they ever happened. But evil seems to be rampant in everything we're doing. Sickness seems to be rampant. Financial issues seem to be rampant. Now, I know the economy is supposed to be making a turn and jobs are supposed to be better. And you're hearing of raises and bonuses and those type of things. And we want to pray that it's all in God's hands, that it's his will. But as we see these things, I want us to remember tonight as we go forth that these things that we're seeing are temporal. But what's not seen is eternal. And that's our salvation. Amen. That's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is God that loves us beyond all, that he gave his only begotten Son. And I started working with faith and all the different things. And I know we've heard many faith messages. I've been in Hebrews a lot. But as I got into this today, actually, got over in 2 Corinthians, I wanted to bring this point to each and every one of us. As the writer of this says, for which cause we faint not, it's in 16, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which is but a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. As we go through our walk and we transverse day by day, Brother Keith kidding about you know, the closer he gets to 60, well, I could say that looks like that was a much further back than it get it. There's other numbers that are popping up there too quick. But I want us to go this way tonight. But as we talk about faith and we talk about our walk and we go to the Lord for healing or for protection or for provisions, our financial needs, our loved one desires, our relationships, our children. There's so many times you can talk about faith and faith and faith. And sometimes to a point that I think we overlook it. It just becomes something we say. I heard something tonight, and I'll be honest with you, I was very transfixed with the news today of Brother Billy Graham passing away and being called home. 99 years old. He said he was born in 1918, and of course he passed away in 2018. 99 years young, I guess we would say in many places. But I heard an interview with him, and they were doing a lot of flashings of his sermons and all. And in my case, I feel so inadequate when I listen to someone like Billy Graham speak. Being as I mentioned I was older, I was getting to a point. I remember turning on the regular television, and there'd be revivals on TV. I remember it being obvious. And they were, well, we had three channels maybe at that time. I think it was in the early 60s. Said his revivals were actually broadcast 5 nights in a row. It's hard to get 5 hours in a row, let alone 5 nights in a row. But as the author and the writers of and God in his ultimate wisdom knew where we would be today and knew what we needed to hear. He knows we need to hear his word. He knows he needs to hear the truth. He was interviewed and he said he didn't know how many countries. He was already getting up into that age to where he was just very soft-spoken, very thankful for the compliments. And he was speaking as he was getting closer. But they asked him, he said, if there's one thing that you would do, that you would like to have done or accomplished, what would it be? And I was amazed at his answer. It wasn't like I wanted to be with kings and kingdoms. It wasn't like I wanted to do these things. He mentioned a couple of countries that he really, places he would really want to go. But they asked him, and it says, if there's anything he would have done or wanted to do, and he gave two powerful answers. And I went, oh me. He said, I would study more and read the Bible more. Now this is coming from a person that, a man of God that I've listened to. And it's interesting. And God has used him in the last, I'm going to say 6 months to a year. For some reason, I've been drawn to some of his writings. And I'm not putting him on a pedestal by no means because he's a man of God. But I am saying this, for someone that has ministered to that many different people in that many places to say, I would study more and read my Bible more. And this was coming out of his lips. This wasn't a quote. This was a tape that I saw. So what's happened this afternoon, and as I was working and the Lord was transfixing my message, as each and every one of us have an opportunity to testify or to talk to someone about the Lord. And Sister Sharon, if you don't mind, I'm going to use you tonight. You have been an inspiration to me to hear you talk about not only patience, about people you're around, and about your faith and your willingness to speak it. It is very strong to me. And in my faith, I know God loves me, and I know what he's done for me, and I know my salvation. But can I see like I need to see and know that the people you're around, the people you need, and can I be comfortable enough to bring forth the word and to tell the truth? When somebody asks, or you have an opportunity to ask, you know, do you know Jesus? Where are you in your walk? Where are you in your life? What opportunities are each and every one of us having? And as our faith goes forward in the faith of God, and it goes back to where our beliefs are. So if I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, if I believe that lighthouse that saved me and the person that told me about Jesus, yes, I heard it through different family members. We heard it in church and Sunday school. I actually had an opportunity. It was my Sunday school teacher. We were, and I've mentioned this many, many times. It was a little basement church. It was built like this. The chapel's upstairs. The basement's in the bottom. And at the end of Sunday school, I told her I wanted to know the Lord better. And I wanted to, you know, I wanted to be saved. She had enough faith in the words that God has put in her spirit to talk to a child and say that I needed to have Jesus. And I want to be there. I want to do the things we are. And as I look at this, the Lord brought to my attention tonight, and I'm not going to keep us long. Y'all know me, I talk very soft when I get serious. But there's so many places, and as we look in Hebrew, and there's so many places, if anybody wants to flip over there, but I'm going to be jumping back and forth. I have to make copies. It makes it easier for me to make bigger letters I've talked to y'all about. But it says it's faith I'm talking about, that I want to be faithful to the Lord and do what He would have me to do, whether it be with the ladies' ministry, whether it be with the food closet, whatever, the men's ministry. But it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now, how does that apply? We're talking about seeing things that we see, that empty cup. But I'm bringing a situation to Him tonight that I want to be closer to Him. I want to be a walk closer to Him. I want to be about His business. I want to be able to testify. I want to be able to be an example. And I shouldn't have to only do it with my lips. I should do it with my actions. I want to be that man of God that almost exudes everything the Lord would have me do. If He wants me to be quiet, I want to be quiet. If He wants me to stand strong, I want to stand strong. But when I look at that cup, am I seeing an empty cup, or is my faith seeing the Spirit of the Lord that's within me? This could be me. This could be me as empty as could be until I accepted Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I'm living on my flesh. I'm looking for my desires, my fleshly desires, things that feel good, taste good, see good, smell good, those type things. But once I found Jesus, once He came into my life, my joys are different. There's a different joy. There are the fruits of the Spirit. But it's everything different now. It's even when I speak to people, when you humbly come before someone and you see something in them, whether they tell you or whether it's through an expression, sometimes folks just want, you know, just somebody to say, have a nice day. Be blessed. Have a blessed day is normally what we say. You know, how are you today? And you're prepared for the person to answer you. Because a lot of them are going to tell you the truth. And as I read about faith and all the things that come forth, and I think about this cup being empty, if I'm the vessel the Lord wants, I don't want to have to go, well, I drank it all, so I'm going to have to run back and fill it back up again. Because I know the Lord will never leave me. By the way, that's a different cup. I'm not trying to pull anything. But I want y'all to know that this is who I was. And this is who I am. It's just a visual. But that's what God is. He fills us. The lighthouse. How many times have I got so close to the edge that the Lord's pulled me back? He said, Jim, you need to get back. But He let me have that free will. But He touched me, or He put someone in my life. I've had some days at work. Y'all heard me talk about it. I've told Brother Eddie all about it. We got an extra building that we store a lot of excess inventory, which some people classify as junk. But I get up there when I need to, and I can walk the aisles, and I have to call on the Lord and say, you're going to have to help me with this one. You know, there are times I always say I'm going out in the parking lot to kick rocks. I say that quite often, but really I'm going up to the other building as it gets worse, and I go to Him. But I read all this faith things. It says, for in this hope we were saved by faith, but hope, the subject of which is seen, is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees? That's awesome. I know that if I've got something, I'm not going to hope for something I've already got. But see, we've got to have that faith in our Lord God that He's there. We have to have our faith that even though the cup's empty, even though these situations are there, I've got bills stacking up, we've got sickness in the family, the car's broken down, my job's getting to be where I don't even want to get up and go anymore. You get all these situations, but the faith that the Lord has, and may I be that person that through my faith, through God, my faith grows. And everything that He's done for me in my life, my testimonies of everywhere He's brought me from and where He's taken me to. And I just want to bring that out tonight as I hear someone, I guess what I heard tonight, and I'm just going to tell you what I'm feeling, and it's changing the message. Even someone that has ministered, had revivals after revival, had so many people saved and come to the Lord because of the messages that He brought forth, he still wanted to study more and read more of the Bible. I want the Lord just to fill me with that desire. I want to have that burning desire to do more. Not Jim, but the Lord to do it through me. I know it sounds like I'm saying I. Please don't take it that way. I just want to be a vessel that I can see the potential that God puts in each and every one of y'all and in myself. We have the potential or the opportunity so many times to lift someone up by spreading the word of the Lord, by spreading His word. If we talk about faith, you know, somebody might say, and I've heard this recently from someone, you know, you hear the statement, if I can't see it, I don't believe it. Right? If I don't know everything, then how am I going to change? But what did Jesus say to Thomas? And this was in John 20:29. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. But what did he say to us? Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Oh, that's so powerful. My faith, I can look at an empty cup and see nothing. You know, I have, there's so many emotions going through me. And y'all excuse me, and I'm really having trouble putting this into words because I'm just like, Lord, you just have your way. If I jump a little bit, just act like it's a little skip in a record. Y'all just keep hearing the message. It's faith. That faith that I have in God, that faith that I have that Jesus Christ died for me. And on the third day He arose. And that He is alive and well. And He also says, I have to go. Because if I don't go, the Comforter can't come to you. The Holy Ghost won't be with us. So He left. And also He said, I go to prepare a place. Amen. That is my faith. I want to be 99 years old or whatever age he was being interviewed. Probably it was in his 80s or 90s. And that's what I want to do. I want to copy him. I want to study more. And I want to read my Bible more. I want to testify more. I want to be there for others. I want to help. I want to be a help to someone that's in need. I want to spread his word. I want to stand boldly. You know, the Lord has already promised us that no matter what we go through, that he'll be there with us. He is that lighthouse. And it's not just to keep me from running aground, but he's also warning me that those rocks are there. Or that shallow water, that those heavy currents are there. It's a warning. That lighthouse is not just to shine his glory, because his glory is already there, but it's letting us know that we're in danger. He's light in the darkness. By faith in him, the only faith we're going to have is that faith unseen. But we know it's real. We can feel him. We can hear him. We can read his powerful word. And this is where I wanted to bring this to us tonight. Because as I read this message out of Corinthians, and I know it goes way back. It says that, and they're talking about the ministry. It says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. They're not quitting. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. As we testify, as we do things, this is in the front of God. It's, you know, you're witnessing in everything that Jesus says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Do you know how powerful that is? Your testimony, if you hide it from someone and you hide it inside, you know, it's just like the old saying, what is that song they sing? I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Not ashamed of Jesus Christ. But his word says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. I was told recently that the most important message you can go out is a message of salvation. You can glorify it. You can dress it up. We can put blue lights, flashing lights, smoke. You can do anything else. But if the word doesn't go forth, then how are souls going to be saved? Amen. You can entertain all you want to. But when they leave, they're just going to feel good. But are they going to feel Jesus? And that's my prayer. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And then in 5 it says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant to Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. It's of God, it's not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed or puzzled, it says, but not in despair. Persuaded, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. That's the testimony that we are. I need to tell you tonight that as I bring this around, and I know I've hit it about 15 different directions, but the word that we just read is true. May I never hide who I am, and that's a child of God. May I never hide His glory. May I never hide. And that means from people I love. People that I want to respect me, or people that I care about from the world. You may not agree with me, but when I speak the word, you're not talking about me. You're talking about what the Bible says. As Brother Eddie says, it's all right here. We've heard every minister that I've heard in this church. That's what I love about this church, why we want to preach the truth. It's not to glorify y'all. It's not to glorify me. It's not to glorify the name, even though I love the statement, because it is not about us. It is all about Him. Because who we are and how we are going to be known, as we've heard the message recently about what legacy you're going to leave. That legacy I want to be, he was a man of God. She was a woman of God. She loved Jesus and wasn't afraid to tell you. We've got some legacies here. There's a prayer box from a woman, Miss Coleman, a wonderful woman. We got to, thank goodness Elaine and I got to know them. And her and Elaine got in the kitchen one time over at their house. We'd had a study. And Elaine and I, you know, I'm a talker, so we kind of linger. And I heard her and Miss Coleman, and before it was over with, it drew me in there. Because with her love, and Mr. Coleman and I went in there. And they were having church. And she was telling us little things. She wasn't bragging. But she says, when somebody asks for prayer, we pray. She didn't say, let's go to the church or let's go somewhere else. We prayed. And I am bragging on her because she's a perfect testimony. And that type of vessels that the Lord uses aren't empty. They are full of His Spirit. And I just hope, no matter what, I've got so much more that I could read, so much more that we could reflect on. But I want you to know that the faith that you have in the Lord through your salvation, because see, you have to be honest, as it says in Scripture, you haven't seen Him. But your faith is you believe Him. You read His Word, you can feel His holy presence. You read His Word, you can feel His presence. You read His Word, and it just makes you just want to draw closer to Him. It is a relationship that goes beyond all relationships. God loves you so much, and it continues to love us, even when we fall and we fail. But it's like the message that I love about the prodigal son. He keeps looking for us to come home. He keeps looking for us to turn back to Him. So tonight, just know that even if you feel like your cup is empty, I don't care if it's your checkbook, you may be looking for employment, you may have got something from a doctor that has scared you to death, you may have lost a loved one, you may have gone through whatever tragedy, even though what you see is empty and you don't see any hope. But it says what's not seen is eternal. Give your life to the Lord and let Him guide you. There's nothing wrong with holding your hands out and say, Lord, I can't do it on my own. But we can't hide the truth. And the truth is that Jesus loves you. The truth is Jesus died for you. The truth is you can't make it without Him. The truth is that news is going to be the news. And God is still in control. And when He's ready to call His people home, may we be ready. because it's not going to be a warning. And we all know that. And I know it's a Wednesday night crowd. I know you know all this stuff, but I just want to reassure. I want you to know where my heart is tonight. I may never fit into somewhere that I would like to see myself. But as the Lord's working with me, I just want to do the best I can. I want to study more. I want to read my Bible more. And I want to be available to help and to minister to anyone that needs it. And I love each and every one of you. I told you I wasn't going to hold you long tonight. But if you get an opportunity, read this. Because it says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed," what? "Day by day." Absolutely. Day by day. You could struggle. You know, scars, those scars, and even the hidden scars that the world doesn't see, those times that we've been really hurt or scorned or ridiculed or sneered at, or you're one of them. I think I've told y'all this, but Miss Elaine and I were accused one time of, and I'm not talking bad about y'all. Are y'all a member of a cult or something? Y'all are always there. You're leaving things to go to church. And I can say that it is an opportunity for us to talk about the Lord with that person. I hope that seed is being nurtured and watered, and I want to see it bloom and blossom and put forth many seeds. But I want y'all to know that even though your cup is empty, your faith is strong. God will carry us each and every one through. And I know I see testimonies all through this house tonight. So I love y'all. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. It's a very short message. And to me, I kind of jumped around. I really have some pretty good notes. Maybe we'll use them another time. But as I had an opportunity tonight, and I was drawn towards some of the testimonies, and I have to be honest with you, Billy Graham, and I've always felt strong, like I said, some of the readings that I've done. And I know that God had a purpose and has a purpose for each and every day. And may we just be all ready when He calls us home. May we be ready when someone's in need. May we be ready to lift other people up when they're troubled. But I want to thank y'all for being here tonight. Tell you how much I love you. How much I thank y'all for supporting our church. Even though the pastor's out of town on there. I like him when he goes. Because when he comes back, he's always refreshed and renewed and full of fire. So if all hearts and minds are clear. Is there anyone needing prayer tonight? Is there any situations? I just want to. Y'all would just bow your head. Know that God is with us that no matter what, and His Lord is strength. If you have a prayer request tonight, you just want to show by the raising of your hand if you don't have anything to go forward. The Lord sees each and every one. Where with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, dear Lord, the message might be short. But, dear Lord, may your word go out full and be fruitful. Dear Lord, may the things you've shown us tonight, dear Lord, just be that we just lift you up, that we honor you. And, dear Lord, may it be just more tools that we can use. Dear Lord, as we see things that with our fleshly eyes, dear Lord, may we be more aware of the spiritual sight that you've given us, dear Lord. And, Lord, we know there are miracles being made now. We know that you're performing miracles. Lord, we know that you're healing, you're strengthening, you're protecting, you're providing. But, dear Lord, that's just minor things in my heart to think that I want to pray about souls that are lost. Dear Lord, we have family members that are struggling, family members that have gone a wayward way. Dear Lord, may you just bring them all home. Dear Lord, may someone or something, may they see your word. Dear Lord, may they hear the truth. Dear Lord, may they turn their life to you. And, dear Lord, for those that are suffering tonight, dear Lord, no matter what the situation, may you just lift each and every situation. Lord, replace it in your hands. And, dear Lord, may we look at things differently tonight. Lord, through faith, just like our faith in you, our faith in our salvation, our faith in our future walk with you, dear Lord. May we be those vessels you can use, dear Lord. Teach and anoint each and every one here tonight. Lord, let them feel your presence, dear Lord. Strengthen us, dear Lord, that we will not be frightful, Lord, when it's time to speak the truth about you. And Lord, I ask you again, just keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. And Lord, we thank you for your many blessings in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all have a wonderful rest of the week.